Okay, so let's talk about the Catholics, okay? Because that's something you're going to deal with a lot. And Catholics are some of the easiest people to win the Lord, thank God. How many of you here are former Catholics? Put up your hand if you've ever been a Catholic. Yeah, look around. A lot of people have been Catholic, and they've gotten saved. So this is a great mission field, is winning Catholics to the Lord, getting them out of that false religion. Here's what I do different with the Catholics. I do everything the same, but I add one step at the end. And here's why I add this one step. Catholics can sometimes tend to just go along with you and pray the prayer without realizing that they're actually changing what they believe, maybe. Because Catholics have been taught to repeat prayers. So they might just repeat a prayer just like, oh yeah, I repeat prayers all the time. Maybe this can, you know, shave a little time off my sentence in purgatory or whatever. So a lot of Catholics could just chant something with you, or they could just be polite and friendly and go along with you. So I want to make sure that doesn't happen when I'm dealing with Catholics, because I know that they tend to be that way sometimes. So here's what I do with Catholics. I get to the very end when I'm doing my wrap-up, right? And I'm asking the questions. Well, after I ask my last questions, right before I pray with them, this is where I would insert this. Right before I pray with them, this is what I say. Now, you mentioned that you were Catholic, right? Or you mentioned you went to St. So-and-so, the church. Now, let me just tell you, the Catholic Church teaches something completely different than what I showed you today. They teach that you actually do have to go to church. You do have to do works. You have to confess your sins to the priest. You have to take the sacrament. They teach that faith is not enough to save you, but that you have to do all these other things. But I showed you from the Bible how it's all by faith. So which one do you believe? Right? Which one do you believe? So I want to make sure they know we're not just adding this on to your Catholic religion. We're not just pouring a little new wine into your old bottle. No, we're giving you new wine in a new bottle. And so we say to them, you know, hey, you mentioned you're Catholic. Here's what the Catholic Church teaches. Here's what you just saw from the Bible. Which one do you believe? Now, a lot of times at that point, even though they've been with you up to that point, a lot of times you'll get to that point and here's what they'll say. Well, you know, I'm going to stick with the church. I'm going to stick with the Catholic Church. Or I still believe, you know, the Roman Catholic religion and, you know, Mary plays a role or whatever. You know, they'll just start telling you how they're going to stick with being Catholic. But if the person actually understood and believed what you preached to them, here's what they'll say. You'll say, which one do you believe? And they'll say, well, I believe what the Bible says. Amen. That it's by faith. I'm going to go with what the Bible says, yeah. And then at that point, you say, okay, well, listen, let me pray with you before I go. And then, boom, you lead them to the Lord. That way, you're not just going around praying with a bunch of Catholics that aren't really getting saved. You want to make sure that they understand that we're not just adding this on. This isn't just like a little add-on to Catholicism. This is something.